We back, another episode, SOG Chronicles, you feel me, brought to you by the Intelligent Hoodlums.
Yep.
I am Callie in this thing. We got
Big Head Bastard, Morpheus.
Dre Fatty, you feel me?
E. Hines.
Straight up. You feel me? So today, we're going to talk about something that everybody been talking about. The state of hip-hop. Mm-hmm. We already getting a little sighs. Like, you not happy with the state of hip-hop?
No.
Well, talk to me. What's up, bro? How you feeling?
I'll let y'all get it in, because you know.
Bro, you already... Bro, you...
Hey, all right, look.
Stop trolling. Stop trolling, man. Just stop trolling, man. I'm off this shit right now because I'm emotional. I feel like, look, man, motherfuckers want to see themselves on social media more than putting their heart in the bars. And I feel like the state of hip-hop right now make me want to shed a tear, bro. That's what it is. I'm an 80s baby, though, bro. So, that's what it is, bro.
Real nigga shit.
I mean...
What other rapper was crying about? Not crying, but like, not... You feel me? There was a rapper a while back that was crying because of the hip hop. Oh, that was Game, wasn't it? Game. Yeah, Game. You feel me? So you on your Game? Man, I'm gonna ask him about something.
He was crying.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Shout out Game. You feel me, Jason?
Honestly, like, I finna be honest.
I'm really on the fence. Meaning, I'm on either side because. Like, sometimes some shit, whether it be audio or video, you see and hear some shit, be like, man, hold on, they ain't gonna... Like, yeah, I mean, I ain't down with that, you feel me? But I say that to say this. But it's not the whole new generation. It's a lot of solid niggas. It's just they don't really get the look like these weirdos do. Like, you got motherfuckers that really gas, like...
Yeah, like who?
See, I'm finna be honest right now. That motherfucker, Currency.
You know, but he got his own fan base.
But Currency been popping since the day Hot Boy.
He a vet, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So we talking about, like, the new generation of the... Because it's a young man's game, like you said. They taking over. So... They're what they bring to the table right now. They at the forefront.
Yeah.
They're the current state of hip hop.
Okay. Oh, all right. Well, okay. Well, we can touch on that too. But one. Okay. But new nigga, newer.
Yeah.
I finna say Nipsey.
That was bad.
Yeah,
she
I mean,
kind of been out for a minute too.
Oh, newer than Nip?
Yeah.
Oh, like, shit, SOB doing their thing.
Yeah, they doing their thing.
SOB, I couldn't.
Yeah, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, as far as the natural trying to get on that level, SOB. Damn, who else though? It's a few niggas starting.
I say Young Boy.
If yeah, yeah Young like Boy. Yeah. Oh, and them Spire Nation niggas.
Oh, yeah, they niggas.
Them niggas good. Go. You feel me? Period. Man, I'm not finna front. I was, man, I came up over here, and I'm hearing some slapper sound like Trina. I was like, damn, who's that? I asked who it is. They finna say it's a Bad Baby or Bad Barbie. Catch me outside.
What?
The shit was thumping, though. I was like, damn. I was impressed. You feel me? I ain't been front. I'm a real one. You feel me? Her and y'all might not agree.
I don't know her,
but
I don't know who she is. She knew
Chippers.
Chippers.
Oh, Chippers off top.
I gotta say, Babyface Gunna Twin, right? Like that little nigga been going crazy. The little nigga under Mozzie, you feel me?
He
been
going crazy.
Babyface Gunna.
Oh yeah.
Little twin.
Yeah.
Babyface Gunna.
I mean, would y'all still consider Mozzie? I mean, he been out for a minute, bro. You still consider him as like a part of the current state of hip hop as far as like part of the forefront?
Oh, definitely. He doing
because you know they ain't gonna put him on no freshman class. His time to be on that was already gone. Yeah, and he didn't make it because of some politics, bro. He should have been on.
Outside,
but he not considered like a new person. I mean,
that nigga broke down doors though. He did numbers, so he did like. From a street perspective, he did some Jay Stalling type shit. He put his niggas on, and he pretty much captured that crown. I'm going to keep it gangsta.
Jay Stalling one of them niggas I feel should get a little bit more.
Oh, yeah.
Way more.
Yeah,
way
underrated.
He should get way more shine and love. Because that nigga be dropping fire for years. I know he's talking about current, but he is current, though, right now.
Mm-hmm. He current, he was back then, that nigga doing this thing. You gotta give it up to Stalin. Like, we fuck with Stalin. Stalin, however you say that nigga name, but yeah, Stalin, we fuck with him.
Nigga don't follow no trends. He be knocking that shit out, you feel me?
Yeah, he got his own sound.
Let's have other niggas, though, like, I ain't finna front. Like, I hear about motherfuckers, like, a lot of people tell me Selly Rue nice. I never heard of
Selly Rue go crazy.
I listen to
that.
There's a couple joints that you get down with.
I'm gonna keep it gangsta. From a hood perspective, nigga, it's almost like you could see yourself in certain situations when you be spitting his bars. Like, that nigga really go crazy.
I never mentioned no Selly Rue, no Lil Blood.
I don't really
like all those kind of like all these.
Lil Blood.
Livewire, bro, to be honest with you, bro, if it ain't Stalin, I know a lot of people mess with HD.
Well, Filthy was in that shit, too.
Filthy, he did his thing. But if it ain't them, bro, I don't really feel like they really. I don't really mess with them.
Who? I think Rue wants some smoker shit now, man.
I don't know. I haven't done nothing lately, though. Stalin dropped every damn there.
Oh, yeah, he's still. Every year is music.
But see, y'all see what's happening, right? We only bringing up Cali artists, bro. And, bro, like. Think about the young niggas from New York, bruh. Even Dave East.
6ix9ine.
Nice. Oh,
Dave East, the GOAT. In New York, bruh. Who else?
Of what?
In New York.
Of all time?
In New York, current,
oh,
now?
Current.
Yeah, he the GOAT. No, who else?
I thought you were talking about all time, bruh.
No, I'm talking right now out of the young niggas. Who else? In New York.
Man. I've been keeping 100. At a time before that fight,
Troy Ave.
I was just finna say
Troy Ave a snitch.
Troy Ave is a snitch,
bro.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, man.
At a time, Troy Ave.
No, he was on. Oh, okay. What you want to speak on first?
Hey, look, Troy Ave was closed before that funny shit popped up. All after that gun in the club shit got weird.
The niggas say,
but look, before that nigga dropped. Stupid shit. That New York City, the album, classic. Dumb Knockers. You feel me? Bricks My Backpack, Volume 1, 2, 3. Slappers.
White Christmas,
slappers. And then, Davies came. You feel me? Shit, Fat Trail nights. IDC. That nigga night.
Oh, Fat Trail. Yeah, but what he put in lately, though?
He got some good shit.
Oh, he do?
Yeah, he still be on his bleach shit. Just be these niggas gonna be tapping in, but
Troy Ave a snitch, man.
Shy Glizzly.
Oh yeah, I fuck with boy.
Yeah, he's stupid.
Free tax. But I had to, you know, put that out there. Yeah, but yeah, man, it's some young niggas that's all right, Brett. But it won't never be. Like back in the 90s, early 2000s.
Nah, you know what I mean?
Even the mid 2000s. It's just never going to be something that you can see the story of what he's saying. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. You that nigga Loso, man. Fab.
That nigga. Fab a lightweight vet, though, man.
Yeah, but he is current to me. Come out of Brooklyn. That nigga. Maybe dropping some shit, and it's quality shit. Bars, the music great, stupid shit. You feel me? I haven't really tapped into that Jay Kiss joint yet.
Cold.
Yeah, I mean, but I heard some great reviews. And I'm like, fuck. Niggas need to go back and hear Fabulous. He got this song on his soul tapes called Sacrifice. Stupid bars, nigga. Niggas better show Fab his. I don't give a fuck about that personal shit. His life.
Yeah, I heard old girls trying to get back with him, bro.
Musically, niggas need to get Fab his motherfucking respect.
He said Oprah.
What? That's old girl still trying to get it. Like they working this shit up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
That's what's up.
So we all agree that nowadays hip hop is kind of a hit and miss.
Yeah, pretty much.
Bro,
I try, bro. Some of this new music, bro. I try.
Yeah,
I try.
Yeah,
like Migos, bro. Yeah.
No, listen
to what I'm saying. They got some hits. Okay. They got some hits. Is it my favorite type of music? Nah. But if I hear it in a slap like that, Ric Flair, you feel me? That club slap, bro.
Yeah.
You feel me? So, I can see why people like them. Mm-hmm. I don't, bro. I was going to say don't take this the wrong way, but you can take it any way they want to. Bro, I try listening to Lil Yachty, bro. I put on that last album that he dropped, bro. I put on with an open mind, like, okay, let me see what people see in them.
Yeah.
Bro, I couldn't do it, bro.
At least you tried.
Yeah, because some people don't try. They just see him and be like, nah, you can't do it.
It's not for everybody, you feel me? I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like them red rat sounding beats. Like, yeah, I mean, I don't. It's all happy and shit. It sounds weird to me.
It's nothing wrong to be happy, but I just think
I'm not saying
he over
that.
The top.
No, but it sounds like some kid shit.
Bro. Yeah, but that's who he's aiming for, though.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm saying that was said for me.
Yeah.
I can't be pulling up in something, thinking I'm fly, pulling up so really howdy, you know what I mean?
I'm a little older.
I respect what he's doing. He's getting his cheese, so I can never hate on that. But I can never. Yeah, you know I mean?
I'm just saying the music, I don't like it. I'm not playing it.
Who them young niggas that did that, but I'm a little older, but I like these young niggas, man, that said, my type, what that shit?
Oh, Ray Shrimmer.
Now, Ray Shrimmer.
They got some
I
shit.
Like them niggas.
They got some shit.
They, you know what I mean? I like them. They never had a song that was whack, bruh. Every time. Well, name one.
I haven't heard the whole album, though.
No, I never sat down and just put the album on, but every time I had a new hit.
Oh, yeah, they singles for a reason, though.
Yeah, well, the singles hit.
Yeah.
Hey, Ray. Mm-hmm. Hey, y'all motherfuckers, what that nigga that fuck with the white country bitch?
I don't know. I didn't know he had a separate name. I thought they was the same. Who? I'm just playing.
The producer dude, or the big dude, man.
Oh, you talking about Mike Will.
Yeah. Mike Will, salute to you. Yeah, y'all did that. Yeah.
Well, when they talk about little niggas that's like really killing shit, I can't like not bring up TK name because that nigga did numbers. Like,
but didn't he only have like a couple
it was songs? Only a couple songs, but that nigga really he did numbers. And then just like the whole, you know, running from the police thing, that video, that shit was crazy. So I gotta shout out that nigga. I'm a street nigga, so I like, you know.
Thorough shit.
You know, I fuck with street niggas, so I gotta fuck with Lil TK. That nigga did numbers quick.
I never heard of him, but I had to listen to him, though. I'm going to check him out.
I mean, none of these, like, a lot of these niggas to me, though, like, rappers is just like rappers. Niggas ain't even all that talented. Like, a lot of rappers not talented to me, so I just, like, it is what it is. Like, but when we talk about just doing numbers and, like, niggas just, like,
the hustle.
Yeah, just, like, really capturing the attention. Mm-hmm. You can't, like, talk about little niggas without bringing up that nigga name. He did some crazy numbers.
TK. I might check him out. What'd you feel, man? So we all equal with that?
Yeah, we. You feel me?
He's falling asleep on the cast.
Man.
Yeah. Well,
tell that nigga E. Hines, wake up, man. Say something up on the cast or something.
Thaddeus.
No. I was just kidding. Look, I can put it like this. Motherfuckers. Man, it's oh, Payroll Giovanni out of Detroit. I forgot him. That nigga got stupid bars.
I'm getting contact, man.
Like, hey, bro, look,
the shoes are setting me up.
That was on some weird shit, but
what y'all say, man?
But look,
I'm trying to get that nigga, shit out of the rug.
That shit, what about any Fifi's in the game? How y'all ever heard UC, Lil Kayla?
Okay, shit. I fuck with Molly Brazy out of Detroit, but it's crazy.
I heard about Molly Brazy. Yeah, I heard about her. Yeah. Female, new joints. I don't listen to female rap like that, bro. I'm not, no disrespect, but after like,
be glad we don't have too many followers right now, brother. Never had your head.
Man. Do me what? well, I mean, I don't listen to, I mean, must respect, get your bars, get your money. I don't listen to female rap like that, because I feel like they can't relate to what a man is really doing in these streets. And by me saying that, I want to switch the subject to JT. Recipes JT the P, man.
How does that make you switch the subject, bro?
Because we talking about one subject, and I know where I want to switch the subject to JT.
Yeah, because, I mean,
he just asked a question about female rappers.
It's nothing much. What else? You was about to say something?
Yeah, I sure was.
Oh, okay. You got
one? I definitely got to say something. Yeah, you got something too? There's a lot of talented female rappers.
I don't know one. Like, who we know that's talented got
more? I've heard, like, I'm not, I don't even, I can't even put out names, but I've heard songs like, bro, put me on the, one chick from LA. Like, she did a crazy, like, little slapper. I don't even know her old girl name, but that shit went crazy. It's a lot of talented female rappers out there. I feel like the game wide open, though. Like,
so you would get a female... okay, you got a whole album of a female song, mm-hmm. and you will put it in your car, and you will bang that shit out, bruh.
If that shit go crazy.
And you will feel it.
I mean, hell yeah. Like, that Molly Brazy shit, some of the shit she spit, nigga, I could feel that shit.
I feel like it's fake, man, because it's like you not out here doing what we do, bruh.
That's true.
It's like you not knocking a nigga's dreads off. Ooh, yeah, like, you not knocking a nigga's dreads off.
Okay, bruh, half these rappers ain't knocking a nigga's dreads off.
But it's not. But it's more believable.
Shout out to Casanova, because he been on these interviews, bruh, on Sway. He been on the Breakfast
Casanova? Club.
Yeah, he been
from New York.
He even been on Lip Service, bruh. I messed with bruh. You know how, bruh, he a real street, bruh. He was beefing with 6, well, not beefing, bruh.
See?
He got into it with 6ix9ine, right? Because then he was like, bruh. He goes, I see what 6ix9ine do, bruh. He trolling, bruh. Yeah. And he was like, bruh, if I'm really beefing in the street, bruh, I'm not. He said, I'm pulling up. I'm a convicted felon, bruh. I'm on you, bruh.
Yeah.
I'm carrying a gun around because I'm thinking you're going to try to get me. So I'm going to get you first, bruh. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be back in jail. And I'm going to be back. Bruh.
Real nigga shit.
Bruh. So shout out real rappers who really doing this, bruh. Casanova.
I don't have no disrespect for Casanova. I think, yeah, I agree.
And he said Cali love him out here, bruh. You feel me? So
yeah, I don't have nothing bad about saving for Cas.
Like, he's solid, bruh. Like, you feel me? On that note, yeah, bruh. Most of these niggas ain't doing what they say they doing. So how you going to be mad at a female for saying stuff they ain't doing? They might be more solid than some of these rappers.
Some of these bitches is, bro. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Some of these bitches is more solid than these niggas. But see, this is the thing. I'm not even gonna say bitch. Stay in a woman place. Sometimes y'all need to stay in y'all place. Cause see, if you keep on talking that riff raw
for the record, this is Morpheus, the big head bastard speaking.
Yeah, I said it. If y'all keep on doing that. I'm with that shit. You don't get your ass knocked down with that shit. Keep on talking that shit. Getting it. Stay in your lane. You know. But other than that though, yeah, like I said, get your bag, man.
That goes for y'all niggas too.
If you talking that rip rap, that yeah. Stay in your lane, cause you gonna get your head knocked off. Straight up. Damn,
straight up. So we get to a special subject now, bro. Yeah. You feel me, JT?
JT.
Zuppy. Jake this day, bruh. I don't care about the Independence Day, bruh.
Yeah, man.
You feel me? We doing it for this, bruh. The big-eyed bastard, you feel me?
Yeah.
And, it's hard, bruh. It's all love, though, you feel me? It's too much you to say, bruh.
Man.
I don't want to say nothing negative.
I say we all come with a story, like, you know, it's his day.
Okay.
Everybody come with a story, like, you know, memory with that nigga.
And not on no, like you said, we don't want to say nothing negative.
Damn.
It could be a funny, like, yeah. Oh, man, woo, but don't, like, I don't want to hear about no kind of, he was doing, like, fuck. Like, I don't want to hear.
Yeah.
But we know what he was about. We know he was with the, you feel me? So, yeah. Like. Like when he got jumped. You remember when he got jumped, bro? He was out there and he fighting all them niggas, bro. We come with something like, it is what it is, bro.
Yeah.
I'm just not trying to put none of that kind of stuff out there.
Wait, let me get my story out the way.
This is my favorite JT story, man. I don't want to put no names in it or detail go through, but we had a situation. We was somewhere deep in the East, deep East Fresno. And we was about, I could say, 30 deep with JT. He just got out. We got into it with some weirdos. And they supposed to be really from that camp. And motherfuckers don't even bang in none of that shit. You would think JT, he would go from, you know, yeah, they from the same side. So I'm about to go with them with that shit. But nah, he was so loyal. He chased down this nigga in the ranch woods. Almost trying to knock this nigga helmet off. Just for a real nigga, because he feel like you disrespect my brother. I don't give a fuck if you from the same side, bro. It's out of respect. Come on, catch that fade. You feel me? But JT was thorough. And, yeah, I miss you, bro. And happy Thursday, bro. That's my story, bro.
Thursday. You feel me? Man. Happy Thursday. We're going to go to Cortez next. I'm going.
I'm still thinking.
What's up, Lee? You
yeah, ready? I'll give you one.
Okay.
This ain't the one I wanted to get.
Yeah.
Oh, all that, I don't know. We having you? Technical difficulties.
I don't know if it was recording that time, so let me press the button.
What? I don't know.
But, well, it's all right.
Hold on, let me give you my third story, right? Alright, bro, so this is back when Thiz got out, bro. We hit up Al Ho's. I just told you the story the other day, bro.
Yeah.
We hit up Al Ho's, right? Yeah. So it's me, I'm in there with Ule. Ule dog! That boy Mark, right? With Mark, right? So we're in there with Mark. You know, that's a little Cuddy, bro. Shout out to Cuddy.
Yeah.
You feel me? You feel me? We doing our thing at Aldo's, right? We got Dre Fetty in that thing.
In that bitch.
We got Chudy Woohoo. Right. JT. And Stunner. And a bunch of other niggas. I don't really know their names like that. But, you know. But that's what we came with. So, you know, we in there kissing baby, shaking hands, you know. We doing our thing, bruh. So me and Ule, we go to outside to the smoking section. He want to light up a stogie, a bogey. You feel me? A Lucy. You feel me? A square. So we go outside. Ule gonna step on his Mexican dude's shoes. Right? All white forces, bruh. Ule gonna step on it, right? So dude look at Mark and like, probably size him up like, I could take him. Right? Hey, fool, you stepped on my shoes. Whoa, whoa. I'm going to knock you out. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Right, you know, Mark got the... You feel me going on, right? Shut up, Ule, bro. So old boy's like, man, I got somebody for you. Whoa, whoa. Which, that's kind of corny because you should just... If you feel some sort of way, take off. You feel me? So he feeling some sort of way, though. He was like, man, whoa, whoa. All right. So I'm like, hold on, bro. Like Mark, don't apologize, bro. You feel me? He trying to get at you like that, bro. What's up? So he was like, man. So he started taking out. Like, hold on, bro. You really finna call somebody. So I was like, Mark, come on, bro. So I said, Fetty, bro. It's finna go down. I said, Chew. It's finna go down. This Stunner, bro. Come on, bro. What happened, bro? This Mexican, bro, tripping, bro. He trying to get on Mark's helmet, bro. So they was like, all right, bro. So I'm thinking I got Fetty. I got Chew, Stunner, Thiz, me and Ule. That's six strong, bro. We finna knock some heads off. So we go outside. Oh, boy, like, yeah, yeah. What's up? He got two Mexicans with him, bro. Bro, I look behind me. I swear, no exaggeration, bro. We must have had 30 squad niggas behind us, bro. 30 niggas talking about squad, 10s, 9s, 10s. All the numbers, bro, that I can't remember right now. Numbers, yeah. You feel me? I look back like, oh, I thought it was just, yeah. Oh, boy was like, nah, bro, it's cool. I'm just saying, you know, my shoe got a little dirty. It was new. It's good, though. It's good.
Oh,
good.
Yeah.
Jay Dish was like, I was like, bro, I got you, bro. I got you, Cuddy.
Mama,
it's Thursday, man. Thursday. Right. One of y'all got a story?
Man, well.
Shit. Man. Man, look, it used to be this little bitch, right? I ain't finna put her name out, though, right? But she used to live over there in the Butler Park. You feel me? She threw a little function. This is back in the early days. I'm talking about when Liz had braids wearing the NASCAR jackets. Boom. The party is over. Old girl was like, y'all can spend the night. So I'm on. I'm chopping up with some Fifi's. He on the couch with old girl banging her out. Right? The door happened to be open. Nobody didn't know her brother was like in the house. He came out like on some who's y'all. I'm on. I'm feeling comfortable. So I was like, shit, who's you? So like, so I get up. Like, I didn't get up hella quick because I was keyed. So yeah, I mean, I got like on some player shit. Like, man, hang on, baby, hold this. I get up. JT come from out of nowhere off the bitch and shit, holding his pants. Like, bro, what's happening, bro? 2700, nigga, was good. Old boy's like, oh, nah, I was just asking because, well, she didn't tell me y'all was in here, womp, womp. Old boy got humble. Then, it was just a great rock star night. Then, that's the first time, so I already knew he was solid. The second time, this one, Dre got key drunk doing the bird at KK house on like what was that 11th street or
seven,
something like that, right? And nigga, the police must have came, everybody, old girl shut down the house, so only thing we seeing is lights, police lights, and they looking through the cars, and Drake would not stop talking, so everybody trying to hold him down and all this. He trying,
laughing, bro.
Yeah, he trying. Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember all that. We was
drinking, bro.
Four Locos or some shit.
We had some smackers though, bro. Right?
Oh yeah. So
and mm-hmm. Chew, just because Dre never got that on before, right? Mm-hmm. That was the first time he was really off of liquor.
Yeah.
Right. So Chew was like, Nah. One of y'all gave my brother a pill. Y'all should have to catch it. First of all, we're not gonna waste a pill on somebody who don't want one.
Yeah. Man,
you feel me? But we was just loaded.
Damn.
Like,
I never saw you that loaded.
It was crazy. With the bird, bro.
Bro, when dirty?
No, when the wings expanded.
Oh, we got like the Froly Ghost?
Oh, no. That no. was a different level, bro.
Yeah.
It was the bird.
Yeah.
I would love to see that.
My name is
you.
Yeah. Film,
I'm not gonna see it again.
Nah,
no,
I won't. Yeah, yeah.
That was my young dumb days.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. It was great time. But yeah, and I remember this, he was on. They were trying to calm him down, and that's when shit, we met all shit. Robin and everybody else. And
remember, that was the same night we coming from the store to get some more Locos, some more Heme. We walked from the store, and some Mexicans over there was tripping, right? So we was gonna get on their helmet. They take off in the whip. So we go back to the to the spin zone on 7th, right? And the car come by and drive slow. Old boy acting like he had the thing. Bruh, shout out my niggas from the east, right? E-Money. His bruh, T. Chapman. Bruh, we out there like, what's up, bruh? Get out the car. Ran over there, swinging, trying to pull old boy up out the car. They throwing stuff on bruh. You're not finna get a chance to get that thing out, bro. On their helmets, tough. Out of there. But we want to play.
Bro, that was great times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we had some time. Remember on the AM, bro, where old boy came, thought he was tripping off somebody, bro. We stomping out the car. You over there kicking on him, bro.
I snatched his phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of us like, who the fuck you calling, nigga?
We was activating before
it was activation. Yeah, really. That was a great time. You remember when niggas...
Bro, we didn't even think, bro. Remember the time? I'm not going to go into details. Mm-hmm. on Olive and all that. But supposedly, the car, you.
Oh my God, he ran my mind. Like,
right, E-Hines
got ran over.
Yeah, well, he put it out there, bro. Oh. She hit you with the car, and you, yeah. All you said was, "She hit me right." So
it was over.
So Swig went, bro. He said, "Y'all hit him with the."
Real
he said, "Get her, bro." We
real nigga shit.
So he in that back. I'm trying to grab inside, bro. I hit my hand on the window. Ah,
no, I was injured too.
Nigga, the window is open this car, much, bro. I kind of misjudged. Yeah. We trying to snatch everybody out that car, bro. We trying to, bro, you hit my foot.
Fuck off, boy. They was like, oh, no. No names, but that was our younger days.
You feel me?
That, but, man, that was great times.
And then even and then, that, I, you know what? I'm not trying to say that. I'm not trying to say E acted off. He probably heard it when he fell the first time, but when, you know, the care is, he was just like, oh,
you know he got it. Hold on, you know
he had to go. Yeah, he put a little, he put the 20s on some like fives. You know what I mean?
It was sixes, bro.
Yeah, sixes, like, wait. Because after he was on the couch, I was fucking to pick him up upstairs.
Wait, bro, he started walking, bro.
See? No, hold on. And hold then on, he went to the apartment, he said, can't walk again.
Can I tell our listeners how it really happened, bro?
Yeah.
E trying to go dumb on the car. I'm in the hood of the car, right? And she hit the gas and he rolled off.
Bro, oh,
and said, she ran me over. She hit me.
Damn.
I'm gonna take that to the
right. That's my bro.
I like the run over story.
He said go, so we went. Bro, straight up. Who is it?
Wrong or right?
What?
You know, we rocking. Fuck it. Hey, but hold on. I got a JT story. You feel me?
Give me like 30 more minutes.
So you feel me? PIP my nigga JT the P. You know, rocking Thursday. SLG niggas up in this bitch. Dre Fetty speaking. You feel me right now on the story with J Swig. But look. With Jay Thiz, but before I even get into that, I just want to say, bruh, it was like at least 200 niggas at your candle lights, bro. We kept that shit lit. It was crazy. But the story I got to tell, bruh, rest in peace, my nigga. Like I said, nigga, I ain't holding shit back, bro, because ain't nothing going to defame your name, nigga. You feel me? You was a real nigga. But anyways, the time, you feel me? That stick to me, nigga, is when I was sitting at the house chilling. My nigga, Henry was out here. That's Terica daddy. So I'm sitting right there, nigga. I'm sitting there. I'm smoking a blunt. Yeah, I'm on the AM. We on the AM. I'm smoking a blunt and shit. I'm cooling. So, nigga, I knew you was with the homies and shit. You had hit me.
He brought out the AM story, bro.
Yeah, I had to bring the AM story. You feel me?
Okay.
So you hit me and you like, bruh. Dre, come get me, nigga. You wasn't frantic or nothing, nigga. You was like, bro, I just got shot. I'm like, what? So, nigga, I pull up fast, you feel me? I stop everything, you know. I put the franchise mode on pause. You know a nigga don't really like doing that too often. Mm-hmm. But you feel me? I pull up to the scene, right? And I'm like, bro, what happened? Nigga, I'm ready to get on some shit. Because I'm like, they done shot my little nigga, bro. You know? So,
I thought that was your uncle.
Nah, that, you feel me? That was nephew like a motherfucker.
I heard that was your uncle. Wasn't that your daddy's, that your pop's sister-in-law?
I don't know how that shit go, but I was with his auntie and shit.
That's your pop's brother-in-law, right?
That shit weird, okay, twisted, pops, but right, that's my pop. Nephew.
So your pop's, look, his wife.
Yeah.
Pinky.
Uh-huh.
That's her brother?
I got a mama, bro. You feel me? I don't need two or three. No, you feel me?
No, so that's not your aunt?
If it ain't cuz related, you feel me? Like, on some shit like that, okay. Politically.
No, because I heard him call you nephew before.
Yeah.
So I thought that was...
Yeah, that was on some joke and shit. But, you know, he knew he was nephew like a motherfucker. Okay, okay. It's Uncle Fatty around this motherfucker.
You feel me?
But okay, you feel me?
You ready to hop
so on? Yeah, I'm ready to hop on shit, nigga. I get up over there. I'm mad than a motherfucker. Henry hop in the car. That nigga, but before he hit me, though, I forgot to put this part in the story. That nigga like, Fetty, nigga, don't bring nobody with you, bro. I'm like, you feel me? I'm like, why? Like, you feel me? I'm thinking to myself, like, why not bring nobody with me? But so we pull up or whatever. This nigga limped to the car, bro. We ready, bro. I'm mad than a motherfucker. He limped to the car. I'm like, what happened, bro? Now we ain't on the phone, so this nigga could really tell me what happened. This nigga like, bruh, I saw some suckers. Nigga, I went to pull out the what kind of gun they had. It was like, yeah, the deuce deuce shot. Matter of fact, that's exactly what it was. He went to pull that motherfucker out. He was like, boy, I was itching. I thought I was going to catch me a body that night. That nigga went to pull it out. Nigga, I stuck on his pants. What'd he do that for? That motherfucker shot. Boy, my nigga was on some Cheddar Bob. Oh, he Cheddar Bob. Yeah, he was on some Cheddar Bob shit. But look.
So that was the original story.
Oh, my mama, yeah. Oh. So we rushed Cuzzo to the hospital and shit. You feel me? And everything was straight. But that's a real nigga, though, bro, right there.
Wait a minute. That happened before he called you?
Yeah, he had shot himself. You feel me?
He said, I'll pray.
But, hey. Yeah, I'll pray. Oh, my mama. That's hey. But, hey, I attribute it to it. Like, you feel me? The reason I share that story is to let you know, like, if you really rock with that nigga and you feel me, it was really heartfelt. That nigga was going to get on some shit for you. But, you feel
Hell
me?
Yeah.
Sometimes you try to get on some shit and you feel me? You get on yourself. But, yeah, yeah. PIP my nigga, though, bruh.
Yeah, my nigga JT, man. JT the Pete. I'm multitasking. JT the Pete, man. You was a real motherfucker, man. This is Morpheus, Big Head Bastard. You know, I switched up my name for the podcast, man. But this is Swiggle. But yeah, bud. Man, love you, dog. And
I can hear him saying, Swig.
Yeah.
Swig.
Yeah, ready to go. He always had some type of prostitute in the room somewhere.
Like. Remember when he used to give you that look, like, with them eyes?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Them big old eyes.
That's my nigga, man.
Took 2 days to blink.
Listen, bro.
Hey, hold on. My proudest moment, though. I got a proudest moment for y'all. My proudest moment on my mama, though, bro. I'm sitting at the crib and shit. Nigga, I'm cooling. Nigga, I just had finished my song and shit, my mama's song, nigga. I'm feeling like I'm that nigga.
You seen
that? Right? You feel me? I ain't getting into all that shit. Right now. But you feel me? So, nigga, then you play that We Out Here for me, nigga. I'm like, nigga, I'm sitting back. I'm listening to the lyrics. I'm listening to how you putting all our niggas on. I'm like, bro, that shit made me proud, bro. That was a proud moment for me, though, bro. That We Out Here song. That shit went crazy. All that other shit you did went crazy, bro. You know, a lot of the shit you did, nigga, I was proud of you, nigga. I didn't get a chance to tell you, nigga, because you feel me? I didn't want to, you know,
already got to fight against the softness.
yeah, you feel me? That shit, but I always felt like, you feel me, I had forever to tell you this shit, like, right, you go. So, you feel me? When we was in the grind, I didn't get a chance to tell you that shit. So, nigga, I know you watching down on this, so I'm saying it now, nigga. Bro, that shit went, nigga. I was proud. You feel me?
JT could have been on his rap shit, real shit. JT P could have really been. You see how SOB and Mozzie and how they is right now? I think that nigga was about to be up there, bro. He just had it. It was something about his spark, like God sprinkled him. You know, he was that nigga. Like, he had it. You know, it only, you know, one out of a million niggas get it a couple years. You know?
Real shit.
And I think he had it. You know what I mean?
Let me tell you my favorite. My best, what'd you call it?
Yes, moment.
My proudest moment, right? Mm-hmm. This is like a week or two before he passed, bro. Right.
If you don't say the story, go.
He hit his son. I don't know. Was that the same day? I scooped y'all first, and old boy was like, "You went to go look at the jobby job with Dr. Rocky Rock." I don't know. Yeah, you feel me? Either way, I got Thaddeus in the car. I got Swigum in the car. Dre, you would do that? Did Dre go?
Nah, I wasn't there.
No, he wasn't there. Us. And we'd go swoop up this. Bruh, he was really trying to get his life right, bruh. Yeah, we went out, bruh, hit up like 10 buildings, bruh, to put applications. We walking in doors, excuse me, you're hiring, whoop, whoop, whoop. Right? No, okay, thank you, whoop, whoop. Next one. He was really trying to, you feel me, really focused, bruh, really trying to get a job, bruh. I remember the part that get me, though, right? Because we all know he went the brightest bulb in the, you feel me? He went the sharpest tool in the shed.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Like, who whatever, is? You know what I mean?
I'm just... look, all right, right? So, look. So, I remember he used to...
he used to try to, anywho, right? So we inside, the place was like, yeah, we hiring. It's like, all right, well, can we get an application? Everybody walk in, like, we're trying to get a job, like,
yeah, real
you
shit.
Feel so we,
yeah.
He was like, all right, so they handing us out applications. We sitting down, we filling them out. Bro, why did it take me like 10 minutes to finish the application? But guess why? Because every 30 seconds, he asked me how to spell a stupid word. Man, come on, bro. Bro, let me finish. Like, you can call me, bro. Yeah, like, we're going to be like six period, bro. Let me just slide the paper copy, bro. Hurry up,
Yeah,
man.
Hurry up,
you feel
man.
Me? But he really was trying, bro. He didn't let no obstacles stop him, you feel me? Yeah, he was about to get a job, too, bro. It was, they called him back, interview, bro, everything. That's what he was messing with old girl.
Yeah,
you feel me? He was really out the way, really trying to, you feel me, bro? He was on another level, bro.
Man.
So, man, that's my proudest moment, man. You know, JT the P, bro. Love you, Cuddy. That's all the JT story. That's all we're going to do right now.
Yeah.
We're going to switch it up one last subject before we end it. He said, open
relationships.
I mean, it's kind of hard, bro. Like, it was more genuine in the whip, bro, because there was different sides to the you feel me. But,
Yeah.
Well, E, go ahead, bro. What you feel about him, bro?
I sure got a take on it. I go.
Shit. Well, if a couple down for it, fuck it. You know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, I ain't no hater, but me personally, I like my pussy be my pussy, you feel me? Period. You know what I mean? However, I do got a lot of, I know a lot of people that, you know, get down like that. You know what I mean? Like, you be surprised to know what the discussion is.
Let the record show, he's having this conversation with his eyes closed. I don't know if he imagining, he creating in his head, or all of the above. But continue.
It's JT day, you feel me? But look, yeah, so, yeah, I mean, and then the motherfucker, the bitch or the nigga can't be insecure. Because then that finna, you know what I mean? It just, it's not finna work like that. Now, I mean, me, myself, I'm not down with it really, but shit, I ain't hating for them to do. Because the people that really do that is financially stable, I feel. You feel me? But I still wouldn't even fuck with it, but I don't know. I got mixed feelings, you feel me? Because if you single and y'all just fucking here and there, but she got other fuck partners, you got other fuck partners, is that...
It depends what kind of bitch you fucking with, though, bro. Like, you fucking with the BM, or you fucking with wifey, or you fucking with a side bitch.
You don't have no kids.
You don't have no kids, and this is just a bitch that you just friends with benefits.
Bro, but you can't really say, is she wifey or is she side, because it has to be wifey, because you're talking about, like, trying to be
open in a relationship.
Yeah.
So
this wifey.
If it's side, bro, then it gotta be open regardless, right?
This right, your wife? You talking about having a...
Any relationship, bro, whatever relationship it is.
If it's a relationship.
But also, how can you have it with a side piece? That's already an open relationship.
You're right.
So it got to be one main. What do you call it? Wifey or main or...
So basically the question is, would you allow your girl to get some dick while you get some pussy?
In a nutshell.
It depends on the situation. Because if I got a bad Beyonce looking bitch and you got an ugly... ass nigga on the side over here.
Yeah, gotta be either.
Yeah, okay. Then I'd be like, you know what? I might sacrifice this.
Fetty, I'm that's a double standard, though, right? Which ain't nothing wrong with it, because I believe in double standards.
Real
shit. To a certain extent.
By me sitting in the car, I had a strong thought about this, but now by me thinking about it, I can't see wifey having a nigga,
bro. Hell no. Because
I can't see Moses.
But then the hard part too, bro, like, more females play off emotions, right? So we might be able to, like, all right, if we don't care for her in that way, but we just, that's our main, but we know we're, like, not trying to get too attached, we might be able to stick to the open thing, right? But a female, bro, 99% of the time, even if they agree to the way, the whole situation,
They gonna catch feelings, bro.
That's just how it is.
They gonna catch feelings. So they might say, it's good, go ahead, woo woo, but inside it's killing them, it's eating. They, then they finna start acting a certain way.
I think I'm falling in love
with you. Yeah.
Like, bitch, what you just met him yet last week.
Man.
Like,
but now, leave him alone.
Like,
nah, I think if that was to come forth, like, I think the nigga would have to bring that shit forth. I don't think no female would come to you like, dang, you sitting there one day eating your dinner and shit. She like, hey, I just want to, like, have an open relationship type shit. You can go fuck bitches. I feel like she had a nigga all the whole time.
Yeah, I don't think it's more for established relationships opening up. I think it's more for going into a relationship opening. Instead of, you feel me, I've been messing with her for a year, and now, hey, let's open it up. Nah, yeah. I think it's like, we met each other, we gonna mess with each other, but I'm still got somebody on the side, you still, and we gonna start it off like that. I think feelings already involved if you've been with the person, like, solo, that's just y'all. Like, if you've been with that person for like a year, bro, I don't think you're gonna be, your feelings is vested already.
Yeah, that's different. Yeah, okay, see, that's different. If I did it like that, I probably could do it like that, because I've had bitches who I'll be like, let me clear it up. Females who I was like, you know, messing with or whatever, who I knew it wasn't serious, but I didn't have feelings for. It was just like, I'm going
to
do this.
But would you be able to actually, okay, those females though, were you having a relationship with them? Like, y'all living together?
Nah, see, that's the difference. These females are females who I don't give a flying fuck about. Like, bitch, you do got a nigga on Saturday night?
But what if you guys choose to, like, hey, I'm really trying to rock with you. But at that time, but we're still just messing around, and you still got yours, and I still got mine. But that's how we met.
Then you're not really trying to rock with me.
I don't know, man.
You still unsure about what you want to do. Because if you know that you want to be with me, you're not going to be
unsure.
Okay, then that's a bad recipe for it.
So you don't really dabble with it, man.
I don't think I can dabble with it.
It's crazy because all of us is pretty much saying, like, and you would think. Stereotypically, it'd be like, I'd be all for it.
Real shit.
Okay, this is my thing. I'm trying to find something good out of this, right? But it's like, I still can't see it.
Me too.
You get more than one female. That's the good part.
That's the good part.
No, but it's still the good part.
Yeah.
Is it worth it?
But okay, then again, if she breaking a nigga and coming home like, you know, this and that.
Okay, that's a good question.
Hold on,
that's a good question. If you're investing in somebody and you really care about this person, and you are financially in a bind, you need some money or whatever, do you think you have the heart to be able to allow that to happen? I don't think I would be able to.
If I'm not,
if you gotta survive, even if you have to survive.
If my back's against the wall.
Your back against the wall, dog.
Yeah. Let me go back.
Throw your girl out there to the wolves.
Yeah.
Bro, let me go back to the days when we was walking to parties, bro. We took this long stroll over there by Cascade. I had no place to go.
Real nigga shit.
You feel me? Now, somebody in this room's relative.
Oh, damn. This
was
nigga.
Trying to, you feel me? Like, I was interested. So, this person's auntie cousin over there, we're not going to say no names. Right? Let me, you feel me? let me post up. It wasn't said like it was a relationship, but she was rocking with me.
We got a commercial. We gonna come back.
Yeah, you know, I'm about to start
with that statement. You can tell whose auntie or cousin it was, right? We're not even gonna get into that, right? But what I'm saying that to say this. I knew she had other niggas that was coming to visit her. Cuz came in and was like, shocked, like, bro, I'm not getting up for the couch, bro. Do your thing, like,
nigga, shit.
I need a place to stay.
Yeah.
So she's still rocking with me. Is she doing her thing? Most likely. Was I doing my thing? Most likely.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew, don't invest your feelings into it. We using this as, I gotta survive. You feel me? So if Fetty auntie, so when the auntie, she did her thing.
Well, my auntie, dog, distant cousin. Twice removed. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, man.
But nah, it was crazy.
Right.
Nah, but that's different.
It's like the Alan Cole mouthpiece just for the filming, but freezing, bro.
See, that's different though, because it's like more like you knew you didn't care about her like that. Like,
but I'm saying I went in knowing it was gonna be open.
I didn't care because I needed
Did you feel something after towards the end?
About what exactly?
I felt plenty of things. Well, what exactly are we talking about?
I'm saying, like, when you was about to, okay, all right, it's about the time for me to cut. Well, I got shit together. And then she's like, okay, did you, like,
miss
damn,
her?
She was a homegirl. Like, yeah, that was baby. Did you miss her?
I'm not baby. I miss some of the perks of being around.
But I thought I heard her.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
That'll be easy.
You have to, so basically you're saying, like, you have to completely not care about a bitch to allow this situation.
I mean, I cared about her as, not, like, cared, like.
Respect her as a person.
It was cool, she was cool as a person, so it was, like.
I didn't know who the fuck this was. Okay, yeah. Link.
Yeah, link in the description.
Right. But,
I don't know, like, in that situation, like I said, it's. You, if you don't care about it, it's just easy. You can just throw her to the wolves. You feel me? It's, but when you care about somebody, even like with me, my back against the wall, I'm gonna try to find a way. Like, I can't toss no female that I'm really dealing with out there like that.
That's true.
I agree.
And if I do toss you out there like that, know that you ain't somebody I'm fucking with like that. You just a temporary fix. You feel me?
Like. My whole thing is, like, it seemed like it really going towards on just not having no feelings invested at all is the main key. And replace that feeling with money, I guess, and survival. And yes, and with survival, it made better sense. You know what I mean? However, females tend to be the most more emotional creatures. You feel me? So they sometimes get things misconstrued. However, like,
people hit you with four howevers.
It's just not. They gotta be seasoned.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, period.
Seasoned, right?
They gotta be seasoned. You feel me? I can only, like, I saw it happen in real life before. So, and motherfuckers was seasoned, you feel me? Then it's a whole bunch of other shit to go with too. Like, bitch, like, the one rule is no feelings. The two most definitely, probably even shit more important than the first rule, gotta be condoms up, bitch. On anything, you feel me? Because, and I'm just saying, hypothetically speaking, because, yeah, I mean, I'm stingy with the pussy. You feel me? So, my whole thing is like, damn, like, no, but that how, you know, it got to go with too. Because, like, look, I said a long time ago, I said, man, niggas need to start printing out contracts and putting it, like, when you go to the functions, put like 10 in your car, you feel me? Just when you stumbling out the club with a bitch or a function or what, or you know, what have you, you have her sign the contract. Hey, can you put your name here and sign here? What's this? Oh, this nothing, little mama. Don't trip off that. You feel me? And when she hits you with that, when she call you back after you fuck the next morning, you just let her know, like, can you please stop calling me? You sign a contract. This is a one night thing. Like, I don't want to know you after this. Honey, start tripping. Like, look, you want to go to court? All right, see you in court. Boom. She signed the contract, Your Honor. It simply states that woo, woo, woo. And she got a copy. You feel me? And that, but niggas got to be seasoned. But then, you know, sometimes, like, sometimes, like, it just crazy.
Hold on, I gotta elaborate on what Brody said, though. This nigga, he said, you gotta not have feelings. I'm gonna keep it real. My uncles used to preach that shit to me all the time. Like, fatty nigga, don't have feelings for these hoes. Go hard on these hoes. Bruh, I call feelings like a motherfucker for it. You feel me? Because I wasn't wired like that. And it, like, I could know not to catch feelings.
But nigga, at the end of the day, sometimes, you know, certain shit happen, you know. But I'm going to pass it to Cortez.
Say that. Say that. You feel me? So what we going to do, we going to wrap up this little session, you feel me? We out here, man. Support us. You feel me? Big things coming. SOG. Shout out Real World, man. Gucci Mo Gippin. Gucci Gucci the P. You feel me? JT Day, man. Straight up. Shout out Stunner. All JT is real people, man. You feel me? So, we're going to catch y'all next time. This is I Am Cali.
This is Morpheus, Big Head, Bastard.
Dre Fatty, 900.
E. Fatty is the third. You heard? On everything. All that.
Yes, sir.